Greetings. Welcome to the Air T, Inc. Annual Meeting of Stockholders. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. If you would like to ask a question during the presentation, please click on the Ask Question box on the left side of your screen, type in your question, and hit Submit. Please note this conference is being recorded. I will now turn the conference over to your host, Nick Swenson, CEO. Nick, please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Nick Swenson, Chairman of the Board, President, and CEO of your company. This meeting is now called to order, and it is my pleasure to welcome you virtually to our fiscal 2021 annual meeting of stockholders. Under our company's bylaws, as Chairman of the Board, I will preside as chairman of today's meeting. Mark Junt, who is our Corporate General Counsel, will act as secretary of this meeting. In addition, Brian Beglin and Scott Loveless from Deloitte & Touche are with us on the line today. Deloitte serves as the company's independent registered public accounting firm, and Messrs. Beglin and Loveless will be available during the Q&A portion of the meeting to respond to any questions you may have. I'd also like to introduce Craig Colosso of American Stock Transfer & Trust Company, LLC, which is the company's stock transfer agent. Mr. Colosso has been appointed to serve as the voting inspector for this meeting. As voting inspector, he will determine the number of shares of common stock represented at the meeting, determine if a quorum is present, and assist in the tabulation of votes, and perform such duties as provided by the general corporate law of the state of Delaware, if any such matter should arise. There are five items of business on the agenda for today's meeting, as listed in the notice of annual meeting. As no other matters have been submitted to the company for vote in accordance with the terms of the company's bylaws, only the items of business set forth in the notice of annual meeting will be considered at today's meeting. After all items of business have been introduced, there will be a period during which you may express your views on any of these items before the polls are closed. After votes have been taken on the matters for which this annual meeting has been called, we will have an opportunity for shareholders to ask general questions or make comments about our company. Consistent with rules for this meeting and in order to provide for the orderly conduct of this meeting, questions will only be addressed during the appropriate discussion period. The record date for determining the stockholders entitled to vote and to vote at this meeting was the close of business on June 29th, 2021. Will Mr. Junt please present the notice of annual meeting, the proxy statement and form of proxy card, and a list of stockholders entitled to vote at today's meeting?
Mr. Chairman, I present the notice of the annual meeting of stockholders to be held August 18th, 2021, the proxy statement of Air T, Inc., and form of proxy card, which were sent by United States mail or electronically on or about July 19th, 2021, to each stockholder of record of Air T, Inc. at the close of business on June 29th, 2021, addressed to each stockholder at the address of such stockholder appearing upon the books of the company at such time. I also present a list of the holders of the shares of common stock of the company of record at the close of business on June 29th, 2021. This list is available upon stockholder request. This list shows the address and number of shares of record owned by each stockholder on the record date, and it has been available at the principal office of the company for more than 10 days prior to the meeting.
At this time, any proxies should be voted through the internet proxy voting portal or through your broker's proxy vote portal, or as instructed in the materials received from your broker. If you have already submitted a proxy, it will not be necessary to vote today on any matters to be decided in today's meeting. I now recognize Mr. Colosso for a report on the shares represented at this meeting.
Mr. Chairman, on the record date, the company had outstanding 2,881,853 shares of common stock, of which 2,633,591 shares, or 91.39%, are represented at this meeting.
Thank you. Since more than a majority of the outstanding common shares of stock of the company are represented, either in person or by proxy, we have a quorum at this meeting, and I declare this meeting properly organized for the transaction of business. I now declare the polls open. Stockholders who have already sent in proxies and who do not wish to change their votes do not need to vote by ballot today. If you are attempting to vote via the proxy portal but are having difficulty, please email Katrina Philp at kphilp@airt.net and she can help you along. The first item of business of this meeting is the election of members of the board of directors. The number of directors constituting the board of directors has been set at six by resolution adopted by the board of directors pursuant to the company's bylaws. The Board of Directors has nominated six individuals for election to this annual meeting. The list of Board of Directors nominees, along with biographical summaries, is included in the company's proxy statement for this meeting. Each of these nominees has agreed to serve as director if elected. The nominees are myself, Nick Swenson, Raymond Cavalot, William Foudre, Gary Kohler, Peter McClung, and Travis Swenson. On behalf of the board, each of them is hereby nominated for election as a director. Directors are elected by plurality. In other words, the six nominees receiving the most votes will be elected as directors. The Board of Directors recommends that you vote for the election of each of these nominees. The second item of business listed in the proxy statement is the approval of the following resolution, which is now presented to the stockholders. Resolved that the shareholders hereby approve on an advisory basis the compensation paid to the company's named executive officers as disclosed pursuant to item 402 of Regulation S-K and the Securities and Exchange Commission in the company's proxy statement for the 2021 annual meeting of stockholders. The stockholders vote on this resolution, which we refer to as the say-on-pay vote, is advisory and non-binding in the company. The Board of Directors and the Compensation Committee expect to take the outcome of the say-on-pay vote into account when considering future executive compensation decisions. The Board of Directors recommends that you vote for adoption of this resolution. Third item of business listed in the proxy statement is to authorize and approve the company's 2020 Omnibus Stock and Incentive Plan and options granted thereunder. The proposal is described in the proxy statement, and the Board of Directors has already approved the plan, which covers 420,000 shares of the company's common stock. The Board of Directors recommends that you vote for this for approval. The fourth item of business listed in the proxy statement is approval of an amendment to the company's restated certificates of incorporation to increase the number of authorized shares of preferred stock from 50,000 shares of preferred stock, $1 par value, to 2 million shares of preferred stock, $1 par value. The Board of Directors has approved the amendment and recommends that you vote for the adoption of this amendment. The fifth and final item of business is the proposed ratification of the appointment of Deloitte & Touche LLP as the independent registered public accounting firm for the company for the fiscal year ending March 31st, 2022. The company, Deloitte, was first appointed by the Audit Committee to serve as the company's independent registered public accounting firm on September 27, 2018. And Deloitte has rendered its report with respect to the company's annual financial statements for the fiscal year ended March 31, 2021. As I mentioned earlier, representatives of Deloitte are on the line today with us and are available to respond to any questions you may have. The Audit Committee has appointed Deloitte as the company's independent registered public accountants for the fiscal year ending March 31, 2022, and the board requests the ratification of that appointment by their stockholders. Accordingly, the ratification of the appointment of Deloitte as the company's independent registered public accountants for the fiscal year ending March 31, 2022 is now presented for a vote at this meeting. This matter will be approved if more shares are voted in favor of ratification of the appointment of Deloitte than are cast against ratification. As set forth in the proxy statement, the Board of Directors recommends that you vote for the ratification of the appointment of Deloitte. Would anyone who needs to cast a ballot please do so now by voting through the proxy portal? Again, if you are attempting to vote via the proxy portal but are having difficulty, please email Katrina Philp at kphilp@airt.net. That's K-P-H-I-L-P at airt.net, and she can help you along. We will take a short break to make sure that we have addressed any electronic voting issues. Thank you. I now declare the polls closed. I will now ask the voting inspector to report the outcome of each of the votes at today's meeting.
Mr. Chairman, the ballots have been counted. and the six nominees for director have received a plurality of votes cast at the meeting in person or by proxy. The number of votes that have been cast at the meeting in person or by proxy in favor of the advisory resolution approving the compensation paid to the company's named executive officers represent a majority of the shares present or represented at the meeting and entitled to vote. The number of votes that have been cast at the meeting in person or by proxy in favor of approving the company's 2020 Omnibus Stock and Incentive Plan represent a majority of the shares present or represented at the meeting and entitled to vote. The number of votes that have been cast at the meeting in person or by proxy in favor of the amendment to the company's restated certificate of incorporation represent a majority of the outstanding shares. And the number of votes that have been cast at the meeting in person or by proxy in favor of the ratification of the appointment of Deloitte as the company's independent registered public accounting firm for the fiscal year ending March 31st, 2022 represents a majority of the shares present or represented at the meeting and entitled to vote.
Thank you. All six directors named in the proxy statement have been elected. The advisory resolution approving the compensation paid to the company's named executive officers has been approved. The company's 2020 Omnibus Stock and Incentive Plan has been approved. The amendment to the company's restated certificate of incorporation has been approved. And the appointment of Deloitte as the company's independent registered public accounting firm for the 2022 fiscal year has been ratified. A complete tally of votes will be reported in the company's Form 8K to be filed with the SEC within the next 4 days. With the business portion of the meeting completed, I adjourn the business portion of the meeting. Before we turn to Q&A from shareholders, we have a short presentation to share about AIRTI and fiscal year 2021 results. If you have any questions during the presentation, you're able to submit your questions in our webcast under the Submit a Question section. We will address those questions during the Q&A section. And the presentation that we will be walking through is available on our company website. That's AIRTI.net. We go to the results. We're going to move to the section of the presentation that has the most updated information for this fiscal year ending March of 2021, and that is on slide number 9. As you can see, we had a COVID year, being that we have a very significant concentration in aviation. This shouldn't be a surprise. I would say that given the conditions that we experienced, the operations performed relatively well, and we had a modest adjusted EBITDA loss of $1.3 million. We had a significant operating loss of $9.2 million as compared to $7.3 million of operating profit last year. And as you can tell from the EBITDA number, a significant portion of the operating loss was a write-down of inventory. Let's go to the next slide. Andrew, thank you. We'll go through the slides for each of the main business segments briefly. I think they're relatively self-explanatory. Commercial aircraft and engines, which comprises Contrail, Worthington, Jet Yard, Airco, was the most significantly impacted segment of our businesses for reasons that I don't think I need to state. However, we did, if revenues are down over 50%, and operating income for that segment was a negative $11 million, I think that it would be a good topic for discussion in the Q&A. We can discuss different segments, but for the most part, this segment, with the exception of a couple of bright points, was very much in the COVID storm. go to the next slide, Andrew. Slide 11, you can see that the overnight air cargo, MAC, and CSA continued a very long string of positive operating income results, even during a COVID year. It actually was significantly improved over fiscal 2020 as a result of Mike Vandalin leading the company to a better operational dynamic and the effectively better management of expenses and the careful attention to detail, I would say. So we really appreciate the consistency of this business and feel great about Mike and Marianne leading the MAC CSA business unit. Next one. The aviation ground support equipment, which as many of you will know is primarily de-icing equipment and catering trucks, had, I believe, its best year ever in fiscal 2021 with $60 million of revenues and nearly $9 million of operating income. This business really helped carry us through COVID and was significantly offsetting to the commercial jet engine and parts business. Of course, in most of you probably know, as we mentioned on slide 13, that we launched an aircraft capital fund on May 6, 2021. That fund is a joint venture among AirT businesses and three investor partners. We have not yet closed on a transaction in that fund, but we, as we've disclosed, we are close to closing a modestly sized transaction. We are, you know, in a very much development and deal evaluation mode, and we have we're very optimistic about where that business might be able to take us in months and years to come. The I would say that one of the things that helps us out with regards to that fund is our platform of independent businesses that allow our investors to feel confident that we can support the assets that we're managing for them. Go to the next one, Andrea. I'll go to the next one, maybe 15. Brian, do you want to comment on slide 15 or subsequent slides?
Yeah, I think this slide is pretty self-explanatory. It shows over the long term how our business has evolved from strictly focused on the GGS and MAC CSA business units 7-8 years ago to being much more diverse and more involved in more facets of the commercial aviation business with the introduction of the commercial aircraft and engine segment.
Thanks, Brian.
Go to the next slide. Keep going. Take a couple minutes here to talk about our capitalization table. This is the, as of fiscal year end, this was all of the debt outstanding. A couple high points here. Talk about on the left, our capital structure is designed to appropriately shape bet size in part by using non-recourse leverage. So if we look at the top, that's corporate debt at the AirT level. We were the beneficiary, or we were able to, in response to challenges caused by COVID, we applied and were successful in obtaining a PPP loan, which you see at the bottom. We have applied for forgiveness and are confident that we meet all the requirements for forgiveness according to the rules of the CARES Act. That has allowed us to weather the COVID storm in a very positive way. Highlights in the middle section, that's debt that's guaranteed not at the corporate level but at the business unit level. Much of that debt is at Contrail. You can see that Contrail, we added a Term Note G, which is a Main Street loan that Contrail applied for under the rules of the Main Street Lending Act. That allowed Contrail to as I've talked about before, weather the COVID storm and reset their capitalization at their debt capitalization as we start to see COVID recovery and has given them immense flexibility. And we've also were successful in obtaining a Main Street loan at another subsidiary, Airco One, for $6 million.
Page 18, slide 18, we have calculated out the return for Air T shareholders since 2013. We like this chart. We want to keep it going. Let's go to page slide 19. I think we'll end on this slide and note that we really have seen an outlier year in fiscal 2021 with operating income dipping to that negative 8 or 9 level. And we are working hard to manage through the remaining COVID months and look forward to transformative operational turnarounds at some of our key businesses in the coming year. With that, I'll open it to, we'll answer questions that have come in by Slido. I think our Slido process has been described in our press releases and it's on our website. Investors or anyone interested in the company is able to submit questions via our website through the Slido app, and those questions can then be upvoted by other investors or interested parties. We received 23 such questions through Slido, and I will note that we've posted those our answers to all of those questions, or 21 of those questions, to the SEC website in an 8K that was filed last night. I will read out 3 of the questions and answers that were most upvoted. Number 1, could you outline what the future looks like over the next 3 to 5 years for Air T overall, and also specifically for each of the businesses you own? We strive to direct Air T's capital to businesses and projects that generate attractive returns. We firmly believe 20% hurdle rate is a healthy challenge given our size and opportunity set. Of course, we will at times fail to reach our goals. We think very hard about generating sustainable value that sets us up for future growth. There's further answer to that question, and we'll just, direct you to the SEC filing. And these answers will also be put onto our website in the coming days. The second most upvoted question, what are your key initiatives over the next year? We are in a pandemic that has put tremendous strain on aviation, the sector in which many of our businesses operate. These challenges will continue to be a major area of focus over the next year. One of the growth initiatives we have mentioned in our past investor presentations is creating unique investment products with outside capital partners. We have products in advanced stages of development, which will continue to be a major area of focus for us over the next year. Of course, the intelligently investing the capital recently raised in Contrail JV2 LLC is one of our highest priorities. And the final question I'll read out is, how do you plan to allocate capital going forward? We believe theoretically that the Kelly criterion is the best framework we know by which to judge an investment's merit. Simply speaking, how much edge or insight do we have into the future state of an outcome as compared to the payoff odds that are available with regards to that outcome. In some sense, Air T is set up as an idea factory that generates looks at various investment opportunities. Possibilities occur when real companies generate real investment projects, such as potential R&D projects or acquisitions. When our research and trading platform generates theses about compelling securities, and when our network generates private or special situations opportunities. We, quote, get the call in each of these cases. The more unique and insightful looks, the greater possibility we will have a favorable edge given the payoff odds. We don't foresee a major change in our capital deployment strategy in the next 12 months. We very much welcome submissions via Slido at any time. It's constantly open on the airt.net website, and we will be answering questions that are posted there on a quarterly basis in a written format such as the one that we filed with the SEC yesterday. And as I said, those questions will also be available on our website. We have received a question from a shareholder via the online portal this morning from David. Hello, thank you to the board and management for your hard work and dedication of a long-term value creation of AirT. Which of your current businesses benefits the most from your long-term mindset? Could you describe the core value proposition that Ambry Hill is solving for? Thank you. The first question has to do with, I think, one of the things that we've described as one of our strategic advantages is that we are able to take hopefully a productive long-term approach to building businesses or developing products. And we like to contrast this with some other methods of ownership, which might be for PE funds or other sorts of short-term in nature businesses. We, for example, in developing our aircraft capital management platform, have been acquiring and adding businesses for 8 years, and the process of raising capital from three JV partners is something that we first talked about doing 4 years ago or so, and the process of negotiating completing that deal was a year-long or more process. Because we have long-term permanent public capital, we very much believe that application of our skills to the development of businesses will be reflected over time in the market, and we don't necessarily need to sell a business or the entire business in order to see a value reflected in our share price. It's also a much more tax-efficient approach to owning and building businesses. I would say at this point in time in AirT's development, there are a number of businesses that are small and not disclosed as a separate segment within our financial statements. And one of these businesses is Ambry Hill Technologies. They have a website, AmbryHill.com. And they are developing and have completed development, in fact, of an ERP system focused on maintenance, repair, and overhaul shops. The team that is developing, has developed the software, is a veteran team within the industry, and that team understands the limitations of the current software offerings by the incumbents. And we have used the understanding of pain points and difficulties faced by MRO shop owners and designed a very sophisticated, modern, up-to-date SaaS solution that is being well-received by the marketplace. We're really excited about that product, and we have a number of marketing and sales meetings and demonstrations set up for starting this month. Ambry Hill is a great example of what we call making space for dynamos. Paul Stewart, the leader of Ambry Hill, has a passion and a commitment and deep experience and knowledge in his area, domain of expertise, and he's being supported by AirT's team in his endeavor, and we're really excited about what he's building there. I would say the core value proposition of Ambry Hill is the software as a system platform that can solve very specific, let's say, business process issues that are germane and everyday problems faced by MRO shops. So I think the value proposition is better and more efficient operation of MRO shops and all of that entails. Significant reduction in keystrokes, significant increase in functionality. That is the only question that I see right now, and we're happy to answer any additional questions if they arrive by our website. We'll give it a short period of time here and wait for additional questions. If they don't arrive, we will end the there we go, refresh. All right, well, seeing no additional questions, we will bring this part of the meeting to close and look forward to speaking with you in person and potentially having an in-person annual meeting next year. Thank you, everyone. Oh, and my final statement would be, there being no further questions or comments, the annual meeting of stockholders is adjourned. I'd like to thank you for coming today. This concludes our proceedings.
This concludes today's conference, and you may disconnect at this time. Thank you for your participation.